is coming up, tax season, and I need all the help I can get to hang on to as much of my fortune as I can. A pair of long, sexy legs topped by a short, red skirt stride into the room. I scan them and move up over a lithe body until her face comes into focus. I wonder what she really looks like. "You appear good enough to eat, Lauren." She laughs, and the sound makes my face pinch as it is loud and slightly off key. "Don't I know it, Max?" she says with a southern drawl. "Where are you taking me this evening?" I hold my arm out and she takes it. My chef, Hilda, is making us one of her specialties for dinner. I imagined it might be nice to stay in tonight. The sound of a heavy sigh meets my ears, and I notice her red-stained, collagen-injected lips form a pout. "And what will we do after we eat this stuff your maid is making, Mr. Billionaire?" "I thought we could eat by the fireplace in the small dining room. Afterwards, we can cuddle on the couch and watch a movie. I'll even make you popcorn if you'd like me to. And by the way, Hilda is not the maid. If she ever heard you call her that she might have to kick your ass, I'd have to intervene and most likely get mine kicked too." I pull the door open and lead her out to my Jaguar, where she folds her long legs into the passenger side as she says, "That sounds dull, and I don't do dull. Max." After taking a gander at those long, tight, tanned legs, I begin to salivate. My weakness is long legs, and it overrules my brain way too many times. I close the door and walk around to the driver's side. "So what would you like to do?" She looks into the mirror and applies more red lipstick. "I want to go to a nice club and be drunk by 9 o'clock. My hands grip the wheel so I won't grab her and choke some personality into her. "Oh, same as last night and the night before that." Her head swivels around. Perfectly manicured eyebrows raise, creating wrinkles on her forehead. "Oh my God, Max," she goes on as her hands fly around in front of her. "So, because you want to be a party pooper, I'm supposed to sit around your big old mansion and piss the night away too?" Pausing to stare back in the mirror, she grabs some mascara and applies even more to her already thick as shit eyelashes. "Well, just drop me off then. I can find another ride home." As great an idea as that is, I'm too much of a damn gentleman to do that to any woman. "No, Lauren, I was just kidding. I want to go to the club too," I lie. Suddenly, she wears a sweet smile and bats those monster lashes at me. "Oh, you're silly." "No, I'm an idiot." As I drive along, I decide to try out a little of what I had planned to talk to her about if she'd let me take her to my place. "When do you think you'll be ready to have kids, Lauren?" Whoa, shit! Everything on her face just raised into something that looks like the preceding of a shitstorm. "Can I take my words back, please?" With a thin finger wagging in my face, she screeches.
"Oh, no you don't, Mr. Moneybags. Even you won't be talking me into messing up this body. So that's why you wanted to take me to your place. Hear this loud and clear. Max, I don't want to have your children, nor anyone else's. Kids add years to a woman's body and face."
I see. Her finger trails down my cheek. "Though you and I would make some beautiful children, sweetheart, I can't do that to myself. Sorry to let you down, lover." I smile at her and give her a wink. I don't feel let down at all. It is relief. I'm experiencing the truth. She's not the one for me. As I glance over at her, I find that her skirt has slid up and her upper thigh is showing. She's good for a good time, at least. Softly, I run my hand over her exposed skin, only to have her slap it away.
"No! None of that!"
"Now who's the party pooper?" I ask. 2. Alexis. My head is beginning to ache as I stare at this demon of a